All right, next up we've got Jerkatorium doing Heaven on the Seventh Floor.
Going up, she said, just as we had started to climb together. Looking up, I said, hey, look, maybe I can see you tonight. And she said, never. Thought I was out of luck, but 10 seconds later, somehow we got stuck in that elevator. Heaven on the seventh floor. Heaven on the seventh floor. I wanna tell you, well, I've never been so happy before. So don't you rescue me, never set me free.
And this is for the Boffo Yucks dudes. And the original is a disco number from 1977 by Paul Nicholas. And it's one of those cheesy songs about getting stuck in an elevator with the object of your affection, who is really not too keen on you. But by the end of it, for some reason, they inexplicably fall in love. And the Jerks version, Ryan deftly alters the lyrics for a bit of a Me Too ending to the song, which involves a taser and I think is a lot funnier than the original.
Yeah, I thought the original was a little rapey, and I wanted to, I still feel not great about this whole song, just because the lyrics, I mean, in making it this obvious sort of like, you know, the original song is this cute sexual assault, I think, and then you know, and it's just this, oh, this cheeky cute sexual assault tale. But then even our cover of it has the attempt there, and it's thwarted at the end, but it's still the presentation of that, and I don't kind of like portraying that, if that makes any sense. It's like, I think that we took it one step forward, but it's still sort of territory that triggers me. So not wildly happy with it, but I'm so glad we did the song. But it's,
I noticed there's a trend now, because this is the third Jerkatorium cover that I have heard in which you change the lyrics to address some problematic gender politics. Because Fox on the Run, which you did for A Gift of Music, where in the original it's a great super catchy song, but the original lyrics are just like so mean-spirited and misogynistic, basically, and you transformed it into this very self-deprecating, very funny thing. And then you did Today's the Day for the Spintoons listening party, and I'm pretty sure that you changed some of those lyrics, yeah. Specifically, oh, yeah. Removing a very specific gendered epithet from those lyrics. So I see what you are doing, and I salute you.
I don't know, is it just us noticing all of these terrible actually, there's another recent Today's the Day cover where they also changed some of the lyrics, so it's not just us, I think, but yeah, other people are noticing that some of this stuff has not aged well,
yeah,
and should not have been well at the time, so if you know what I mean. Yeah, but yeah, no, this song, our process was different in this one. Chumpy was unexpectedly unavailable to record, and we actually thought he wasn't going to be able to do anything on this track at all. But then at the very, very last minute, he was able to do a set of vocal takes, plus some mixing and mastering. So there's actually another finished version of this song where the lead vocals are all vocoder. And it sounds very, very different. Of course, it's much better to have Chumpy's real vocals on this. But for the, you know, Jerkatorium archivists out there, this is something that exists. It'll be on our non-existent
rarities collection.
Yeah, the box set of B-sides that we're going to have. Also, this is the second Gift of Music where Jerkatorium got assigned to Boffo Yucks Dudes.
Yeah.
And last time we got them, and we did that Today's the Day cover. So, weird coincidence.
I enjoyed your take on it. I thought, the lyrics aside, the sound of it, you know, it's this up-tempo, kind of goofy, fun thing. It's not all that far removed from your modus operandi already, so I heard the original song and I was like, yeah, okay, I can kind of guess where they're going to go with this. And yeah, you did a great job. It was fun. It was very bouncy. It is a great hook, that Heaven on the Seventh Floor. Like, that gets stuck in your head. And yeah, I thought you did a good job. You did a very good job.
No guitars in this one. And part of that was so that we could easily modulate it if Chumpy was available. So
That's funny. I was thinking how similar it sounded to Cybronica's Zombie Eaters cover, and that must be what it is. No guitars in either one.
Yep.
That's a joke, because they're very different. They're very different songs.
I was like, okay, Micah.
I made a joke about how they sound very similar.
And it's all very funny now.
Yeah, the best way to land those jokes, explain them afterwards.
Well, you're laughing now.
Yes.